Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on OklahomaFarmReport.com. Time to take a look at all of our agricultural markets here today. Well, we're going to have a complete rundown from Justin Lewis when we come back right after this. Dating back to 1891, Stillwater Milling Company has been supplying ranchers with the highest quality feeds made from the highest quality ingredients. Their full line of A&M feeds can be delivered direct to your farm, found at their AgriCenter stores in Stillwater, Davis, Claremore, and Perry, or at more than 125 dealers in Oklahoma, Arkansas, Kansas, and Texas. We appreciate Stillwater Milling Company's longtime support of the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network, and we encourage you to go to stillwatermill.com to learn more about their products and services.
It used to be okay to smoke in hospitals. It used to be okay in movie theaters. It was okay in classrooms, restaurants, and airplanes. But thanks to a greater understanding of the dangers of secondhand smoke, that's not okay anymore. So now that we know secondhand smoke causes lifelong health problems, why is it still okay to smoke while children are in the car? Bottom line, it's not okay. Let's get serious about protecting kids. Join the fight at stopswithme.com.
Mixed today in the feeder cattle and live cattle futures contracts. The weakest contracts were on the front end here. We had April live cattle down about $1.07. That was the weakest contract on the board. The next one was June down 50 and August fats down 35 here. So quite a bit weaker on the live cattle market. Feeder cattle, on the other hand, were only down in March. They were down 5 at 141.17. Now April's were unchanged. The May and August and September were all up 60 to 90. So most of the weakness came here on the front end of the market. Technically speaking, we're near the highs. Actually, Friday was the high for the August feeders at 152.82, but we're near that. Today's high was 152.47. And then if you look at it on the seasonal tendency chart, the market's actually poised here seasonally to rally a little bit. If you average together the last 5 years, you look at it compared to this year, on average, we rally now through about the end of June. So there is some seasonal tendency for that August feeder cattle market to get a little bit stronger. Box beef at midday was extremely good. It was up $2.11 on choice. That put it at $223.40. Select was up $1.02. There were 2,000 head in Oklahoma City today, and they were calling that market steady.
We'll have a check on all the grain news when we come back in just a moment. ITC Great Plains is your energy superhighway and holds transmission-only utility status in Oklahoma with authority to construct, own, operate, and maintain a regulated high-voltage transmission system. ITC Great Plains is a good neighbor and proud to be a part of the 2019 Youth Expo, the world's largest junior livestock show. Be watching for and listening to coverage of the Oklahoma Youth Expo on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network and OklahomaFarmReport.com. Powered by ITC, your energy superhighway.
Today's grain market was mixed as well. We had wheat disappointing, down 1 to 2 cents. Corn was up 2 cents, and then soybeans up 4 to 5 cents. We had 100,500 metric tons of corn sold to Colombia, so that was a little bit of positive news for the grain futures. Saudi Arabia also was looking to buy a bunch of wheat at 625,000 metric tons, but it doesn't look like the United States is going to get to participate. Looks like most of that's going to come out of Europe, Germany, and the Baltic states, or Russia or Ukraine. So looks like we're still a little bit too high for that. And then mid-morning, we had the ending export sales report. Wheat and beans were a little bit negative. They were lower than expected, and corn was neutral right in the middle of the range. And then on Friday, March the 8th, we have the USDA report, which early estimates for the ending stocks here in the United States are a little bit higher for wheat, based on a little bit lower export sales, a little bit higher for corn, same reason. They're actually dropping soybeans down to 904 million bushels, down from 910 last month. And then on ending stocks, not a whole lot of changes. Everything's about right in line with where we were last month. But that report's Friday, March the 8th. Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options trading involve substantial risk of loss and may not be suitable for all investors. Therefore, carefully consider whether future trading is suitable for you in light of your financial condition.